Hello, everybody out there in farm country.
It seems that everyone in this town is jockeying for political advantage. It'd be nice if the U.S. Congress would just do something for the good of the people. Last year, the Congress passed the Peru Trade Promotion Agreement. That was good, opening up a $330 million market for U.S. agriculture. But now we have three more similar agreements pending: Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Let's just get it done. Sometimes we forget how important trade is to our farmers and ranchers. We had a record $82 billion in ag exports last year. Exports account for 25% of our cash receipts. That's one-fourth of our receipts, and support 900,000 jobs on and off the farm. If we're going to keep spending so much money on oil, we need to sell something. With 44 million citizens, Colombia is a much bigger market than Peru, too. We are selling them $1 billion worth of product now. The new agreement will make half of our exports duty-free immediately, and the rest duty-free over 15 years. It's a win-win for us. Free trade critics in Congress argue that Colombia has tolerated violence against union leaders. And of course, the AFL-CIO has made defeat of the agreement a top priority. Well, it would be irresponsible for Congress to fail to pass the agreements with Colombia and Panama. It's that simple. The agreement with Korea has the most potential of the entire group. That market is the sixth largest in the world for our farmers and ranchers now and can be a whole lot bigger. For Korea, there's a very important caveat. Our support for that agreement is contingent upon the Korean government's commitment to fully open their market to our beef. The final point, there's a huge foreign policy advantage to concluding these agreements, especially in South America. It's a way of supporting market democracy. We've been under attack by Venezuelan Hugo Chavez, and the last thing he wants to see is strong trade relations between the United States and other South American countries. Keep in mind that only 5% of the world's population lives within our borders. We can't eat anymore. Much of our economic growth opportunity lies abroad. Till next week, I am John Block from Washington.